in our preparation for the 2026 review conference. Undeniably, this preparatory committee took place in extremely difficult, challenging circumstances. What happens outside these walls fundamentally affects our work. Despite the external context, we, as diplomats, continue to fulfill our key function, keep the dialogue and negotiations alive on the important matters of nuclear disarmament, non-proliferation, and peaceful uses of nuclear energy. It was my strong intention to utilize my chair's mandate to interact transparently and openly with all stakeholders, with the aim of building bridges and finding convergence and balance where it was possible. I witnessed a rich and active exchange of positions, which demonstrates the persistent interest of state parties and the unquestionable relevance of this treaty. I thank you all for your strong commitment to the NPT, for your overall positive attitude, certain flexibility and readiness for a dialogue. Dear colleagues, it was an honor to have served you as the chair of this session. Approaching to the conclusion of my chair's functions, I pass the torch to my colleague, friend, brother, Ambassador Harald Agyeman of Ghana. Please convey him my best regards, because I know him very good personally. And I wish him luck and patience as the chair of the final third preparatory committee. As a member of the Bureau, my delegation and I stand ready to provide all necessary support to ensure a successful continuation of the review cycle. I would like to extend, on behalf of the state parties participating in the preparatory committee, my sincere appreciation to the High Representative for Disarmament Affairs and Director General of the IAEA for their invaluable support. I'd also like to thank Secretariat of the Conference, and especially you, Chris, for your support, and the IAEA team here, the distinguished interpreters, the conference management colleagues, and the security officers for their tireless efforts. Separately, I would like to thank my team for their hard work, dedication, and understanding, and I hope that finally today they will see my smiling face. Yes, and dear colleagues, allow me to reiterate the importance of our collective efforts to ensure that the treaty remains effective in its ultimate goal of pursuing a world free of nuclear weapons. I thank you. And dear colleagues, with this, the second session of the preparatory committee for the 2026 review conference is now closed.